Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Laura Gardner's workbook for managing borderline personality disorder is positioned as a practical self-help workbook focused on DBT skills and structured exercises for people dealing with borderline personality disorder symptoms, especially emotional dysregulation and relationship instability. Because publicly available information on this specific title is limited, the most reliable reading of its purpose comes from its title, format, and placement within the BPD workbook category. It appears designed to translate dialectical behavior therapy concepts into usable activities rather than provide a purely clinical explanation of the disorder. Its central concern is not diagnosis, but day-to-day management, noticing triggers, regulating intense emotions, tolerating distress, and responding more effectively in interpersonal situations. Like similar DBT-based workbooks, it is best understood as a guided practice companion that may support therapy, reinforce learned skills, or help readers organize self-reflection. It should not be treated as a substitute for professional mental health care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, DBT as a practical structure for managing BPD symptoms. The workbook is built around the DBT framework, which is one of the most widely used approaches for borderline personality disorder. DBT is especially relevant because BPD often involves rapid emotional shifts, intense fear of rejection, impulsive reactions, and difficulty maintaining stable relationships. A workbook format makes this approach concrete by moving beyond explanation into repeated practice. The likely value of Gardner's book lies in presenting skills as steps that can be written down, reviewed, and applied in real situations rather than as abstract therapeutic ideas. DBT is organized around skills training, so exercises help readers identify patterns before trying to change them. This structure matters because emotional crises often feel immediate and overwhelming. A written process can slow the reaction cycle and make choices more visible. The book, therefore, fits a practical category of BPD resources that emphasize skill rehearsal, self-monitoring, and gradual behavioral change. Its usefulness depends less on theoretical novelty and more on whether readers can use its exercises consistently during ordinary conflicts, mood swings, and moments of distress. Secondly, emotional regulation as the central skill target. The title identifies emotional regulation as a major focus, which is central to both BPD treatment and DBT skills work. Emotional regulation does not mean suppressing feelings or trying to become unaffected by distress. It means recognizing emotional states early, naming them accurately, understanding what triggers them, and choosing responses that reduce harm. For people with BPD traits, emotions may rise quickly and feel physically urgent, which can make impulsive decisions seem unavoidable. Workbook exercises can help interrupt that sequence by asking readers to track situations, thoughts, body sensations, urges, and outcomes. This kind of structured reflection turns intense emotional episodes into information that can be examined after the fact and prepared for in the future. The practical reasoning is that repeated awareness builds a pause between feeling and action. A DBT-based workbook can also encourage readers to distinguish valid emotional pain from behaviors that may worsen the situation. That distinction is important because it supports self-compassion without excusing destructive reactions. Thirdly, distress tolerance skills for crises that cannot be solved immediately. A key DBT principle relevant to this workbook category is distress tolerance, which addresses moments when pain is intense but immediate problem-solving is not possible. This is especially important for BPD because crises can involve panic, anger, shame, or fear of abandonment, and attempts to escape those feelings may lead to impulsive communication, self-damaging choices, or escalating conflict. Distress tolerance skills are practical because they focus on surviving the moment without making it worse. In a workbook, this usually means prompting the reader to identify warning signs, list safer alternatives, and practice short-term coping strategies before a crisis occurs. The underlying logic is preventive. It is difficult to invent healthy responses while overwhelmed, so plans need to be prepared in calmer states. Gardner's workbook, by emphasizing DBT skills and exercises, likely uses this kind of preparation to help readers create repeatable responses to high-intensity situations. The strength of this focus is that it respects the reality of emotional pain, while still asking for behavioral responsibility. Fourthly, mindfulness and self-observation before behavioral change. Mindfulness is a core DBT skill and an important foundation for any workbook on BPD management. In this context, mindfulness is not presented as a vague wellness practice, but as a method for observing thoughts, emotions, and urges without immediately acting on them. This matters because BPD symptoms often become most disruptive when feelings are treated as facts or when urges are mistaken for necessities. Exercises that ask readers to describe experiences, identify emotional triggers, or separate thoughts from events can reduce the sense that reactions are automatic. The reasoning is simple, but powerful people can only regulate what they can notice. A workbook format supports mindfulness by making internal experiences visible on the page. Writing can create distance from an emotional state and reveal patterns that may not be obvious in the moment. For readers who struggle with shame or self-criticism, mindful observation can also reduce harsh interpretation. It encourages a stance of accurate noticing rather than blame, which is essential for sustained skill practice. Lastly, interpersonal effectiveness for unstable relationship patterns. Borderline personality disorder is often associated with intense relationship distress, including fear of abandonment, rapid shifts in trust, and difficulty communicating needs without escalation. A DBT-based workbook for BPD would naturally address interpersonal effectiveness because emotional regulation is closely linked to how people handle conflict, boundaries, and reassurance seeking. But the practical aim is not to make relationships free of tension, but to help readers ask for what they need, say no when necessary, and maintain self-respect during disagreement. Exercises can support this by asking readers to examine common conflict patterns, identify goals before a conversation, and consider the likely consequences of different responses. This matters because relationship crises often trigger the strongest emotions and the most urgent behaviors. Interpersonal effectiveness skills bring planning into situations that otherwise feel reactive. The workbook format is useful here because readers can prepare scripts, review past conflicts, and compare intended outcomes with actual outcomes. That reflective process can make communication less impulsive and more aligned with long-term relationship goals. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for readers who want a structured, practice-oriented resource for managing BPD-related emotional intensity and relationship stress. It may be useful for people diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, people who identify with BPD traits, family members seeking a clearer understanding of DBT skill areas, and clinicians who want supplemental exercises for clients. Its practical benefit is that it appears to emphasize application rather than theory tracking triggers. Practicing emotional regulation, preparing for distress, observing internal reactions, and improving interpersonal responses. The intellectual benefit is more limited but still meaningful, since the DBT framework helps readers understand why emotional pain, impulsive action, and unstable relationships can reinforce one another. Compared with broader books on BPD, this title stands out as a workbook, meaning its value depends on active completion rather than passive reading. Compared with general DBT manuals, its positioning around managing borderline personality disorder gives it a more focused purpose for readers concerned with BPD symptoms specifically. Because little public detail is available about the exact contents, it should be approached as a practical aid rather than a definitive clinical authority. Its strongest role is as a companion to therapy or a self-guided skills practice tool for readers ready to work consistently. If you would like to support Laura Gardner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.